You're listening to Trip 360 on Mousecapades Radio, sharing your magical moments and spreading pixie dust around the world. The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Now, from the Mousecapades Studios, here are your hosts.
Happy Friday, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicki, and I'm here with Kaylee. We pray that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 927, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
If you're looking to book a trip, we would be glad to help. Just text mom at 636-373-4497, and we'd be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your Disney resort and ticket package, or we can quote a destination of your choice. So contact us today.
So recently, Kaylee and I took a long weekend trip down to Disney so we could see Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. We did part one for you last week. So if you've not listened to that, you may want to go back to the May 3rd episode and listen to that first, because it kind of sets you up for the rest of this conversation. We flew down on a Friday night and we went to the parks on Saturday and Sunday and then traveled home on Monday. So we are going to share the second day with you today. So here is our quick review and Kaylee is going to kick it off.
So we're going to start with our Sunday of the trip. We had already done Hollywood Studios and Epcot the day before. We started at Hollywood, ended at Epcot. We went back to the room and crashed. Like, we had to, you know, wrap up, get ready.
We were still in bed before midnight, though.
Yes, we were. And we had kind of made some changes because the original plan for Sunday was we're going to do Magic Kingdom and then we're going to do Animal Kingdom. And then we were going to do a dinner reservation at Summer House on the Lake that evening. Well, we didn't end up doing that. We were like, you know, do we really have to go to Animal Kingdom? Like, is that really going to crush either one of us if we don't get to go? Because I had just gone pretty recently with my friends. Mom was like, I'm not going to be crushed if we don't get to go. And we had been looking at what reservations were available. And the Brown Derby is a place in Hollywood Studios that neither of us had tried yet. So we were able to get a reservation for that at 4:50 p.m. that night. And it was a Fantasmic package as well. And the boys, you know, my dad and my brother, that's kind of like adventurous eating for them, out of their wheelhouse. Plus, it's pretty expensive for them to not really have a lot of things they want to eat. So we went ahead and kind of changed the plan. We went with the Fantasmic package instead, decided to skip out on Animal Kingdom. And so this was a Magic Kingdom Hollywood Studios day. We left the room at 7:30 again, 7:30 in the morning, and we caught a bus because this time we were going to Magic Kingdom, so no Skyliner. We were able to get there by about 8 a.m. Like, we caught the bus pretty much right as it was pulling up, and we were the last two that got put on our bus, and then there was another one that was going to have to be sent because it was pretty full. We took some pictures on Main Street with a PhotoPass photographer. So we got some cute photos there, and we headed over to where they were going to rope drop. And interestingly enough, they usually, or at least maybe they switch it off, Mom, I'm not sure where, but they had everybody rope dropping through Tomorrowland.
Right.
And where they have had us prior is the bridge directly to the right of Magic, or of the castle. So it takes you by Cosmic Rays and the Cheshire Cat Cafe. And so then it's almost like a direct beeline to Seven Dwarfs. Now I'm wondering if they didn't do that because Seven Dwarfs was down.
Again, bringing up the theory that you had in the first part of our trip.
Which was that I'm kind of wondering if Disney has started delaying the opening of some of the bigger rides on purpose because it makes people panic. And they're like, well, we really want to make sure we ride that. And this was how we were going to do it. And in the spur of the moment, in the adrenaline rush, they're more likely to pay to ride it because Seven Dwarfs was closed, but Haunted Mansion was also closed too when we got over there later in the morning and tried to ride it. Now, again, that's just a completely like a theory I came up with. I've seen it nowhere. I've heard nothing. But from what we know about Disney and their desire to make money whenever they can, they do want to provide a good product, but they also are not going to like skip out where they can make money. And to me, I was like, that's a good business tactic.
I don't want to think badly, but considering you had been so recently and it had happened to you already at the exact same time you got there for a rope drop and it happened, we've been hearing on social media that it's happening more and more frequently. Your theory, whether or not confirmed by anybody, has good value. I mean, it's something to consider.
Yeah. And I was talking to Joey about it. And for the listeners who don't know, that's my brother who's on the show sometimes. He said, well, if they're closed in the morning, it's likely it's just like testing that they're having to do, like routine maintenance testing. And I said, true. But why is it so prevalent all of a sudden? Like, it's all the big rides. It's all at the same time. Like, it seems too convenient. Or like there needs to be more information given, or theories like the one I have, I feel like are going to start spiraling.
Well, and the other thing, if that's truly the case that they need to do testing, like he's saying, and he's usually the man with the theory, so that I find that interesting that he said that to you anyway, but then start 30 minutes earlier, like start testing it 30 minutes earlier than the people walking into the park. Do you know what I mean? Or an hour earlier. So
yeah.
that this is not, I mean, we're not paying a dollar to get in. It's not a $5 entry fee into the park anymore. It's a good price. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel let down. And as sad as I was not to write it, I'm not the huge Star Wars fan. I could not imagine what somebody that's a huge Star Wars fan that was dying to do that did what we told them, because rope drop is the best way to do it if you don't want to either rope drop or end a day if you want to ride it. But we knew we were going to be in another park. So.
And for the listeners who don't know, she's talking about Rise, because if you didn't hear the first part, or if you remember in the first part, it's the Rise the day before was also down when the park opened. And there were other rides during the day that went down as well. And it just seems to be happening more and more frequently. Now, getting past that theory, we'll get back on track of what we were actually doing. So we decided to rope drop the People Mover, which a lot of listeners may be like, that's not a rope drop attraction, but it was actually very cool. Because we got to see like a lot of the park pretty empty, like because you get to see a lot of the park, especially Tomorrowland. When we went through Space Mountain, Space Mountain was also down, ladies and gentlemen, the lights were on. That was also an attraction that was down at park open today, like on this day. So I'm just saying that's a lot of big rides when you're opening for early entry. That's a lot. That's a lot of issues, in my opinion. And like mom said, it's expensive. So I feel like there should be some sort of warning if they can have one at all costs. But, you know, if they're going to lose out money, why would they give a warning? I'm just, you know, calling it like it is. Well, after the People Mover, I had mobile ordered sticky bubble bread from the lunching pad because mom and I had kind of said we wanted to try some different things specifically on this day that we had not eaten before. And so right after People Mover, I like said that we were here and it was ready right away. Like I'm pretty sure I was the first person they served, if not like one of the first. So mom had a bite of it and she thought it was really good. I ate the rest and it is really good. If you like anything monkey bread, cinnamon roll-ish, you would like this. Sweet, for sure. If you're not like a sweet morning person, like you don't like sweet breakfasts, don't get this. That's definitely what it is. Well, right after that, we had mobile ordered from the Friar's Nook too, but mom said, could we just do the Carousel Progress? We're over here. And I said, sure. So we went and did Carousel Progress. And honestly, I was worried it wouldn't even be open at this point in the day, but it was. And there were a lot of other people in there with us, like a good amount, probably three or four other parties, not just us. And that was mom's favorite. She liked to do that.
Yes, I did like to do that. And I was glad for Kaylee that she actually got to listen to the show, because her last experience with her friends had some unfortunate
tomfoolery.
Some tomfoolery. So after Carousel Progress, we headed to the Friar's Nook to get our food. And I was able to get a table right at the front, which I was very grateful for. This family was getting up. I said, are you leaving? They said yes. And I parked it down and we ate this pretzel sandwich. And I told Kaylee, I liked it a lot. And I'm not saying don't get it at all. Because she's like, do you not like it? I said, no, that's not it. I'm saying, given the choice, I'm probably going to take the Nutella waffle over the sandwich. The sandwich was a better choice for protein purposes, for sure, by far. But I think that I just prefer the waffle over that. But you were probably right in getting this because the protein held us much longer than that Nutella waffle would have.
Yeah. And we split it too. So, like, this was a big sandwich for the listeners who've never had this. It's a pretzel bun. So, you think like a sub sandwich kind of bread. Like, it was that big with a huge egg. I would say it was probably two eggs and then a huge piece of sausage on this pretzel bun with cheese. And then it came with tater tots as well. And we split it. And I mean, like, I'm such a foodie and I have a problem that I'll just eat if it's in front of me. But it was definitely a good idea that we split it because then I had room for other things that we wanted to eat throughout this day later on.
For sure. I would say it's a 6-inch sub.
Yeah, it I think that is what it is.
So it was well worth the money. Also, it was one of those things like the patisserie we always talk about in France being so affordable. This was affordable because if I remember right, it was like $6.99 or something. It was, I looked at the receipt and I was like, really? It may have been $8, but it was not 10 bucks. And that was a lot of food for that.
Very cost effective.
Correct. And filling. So then we looked at, Seven Dwarfs and Haunted Mansion, and like Kaylee told you, they were down. So that was out for us. So we just walked our way around because Kaylee knew I would want to see like an update for you guys on Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And I have to tell you that I know there's a lot of controversy, I was said, about Splash 2, but I have to tell you that it's prettier than the pictures. Like I was pretty taken back with what it looked like. I feel like my pictures, I will try to throw those up on the Mousecapades Facebook page. I feel like it was a much prettier in-person ride than I expected because it kind of just looked lackluster to me up until now. Yes, it were cool things I was seeing and we saw the animatronics and things, but it's actually really pretty, or in my opinion. I don't know. Kaylee might have another opinion.
I agree with you. And I think all the state-of-the-art technology they're going to put in there, it's definitely going to boost crowds even more, I think.
Which is a scary thought.
True.
It's going to be crazy. So we went ahead and walked our way around there. And it was kind of sad to me because, of course, Country Bears is down right now. And you know that I love Country Bears. It's down for refurb. And it was kind of dead back there. And again, Kaylee said, "What is going on?" And I said, "Stop borrowing trouble and be glad that we have this lower crowd," because we didn't understand how we got so blessed either, but we did. So we got to Pirates. It was posted at 20 minutes and we only had to wait 15. It was a really cool experience. The people behind us, it was their first time at that one. I don't know if they had been on Disneyland or not, but based on the things, the comments they were making, they were surprised. Like when we went down the hill, I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
And they got to the room with the big ship in it and they were like, "Oh my God," like, "Oh my gosh," they were so, So that was fun. It's always fun to ride with people that have never been on before.
So after Pirates, we were already on this side of the park. So we waited for Jungle Cruise and it was posted 45, but like the trend throughout this entire weekend and most of the time, they inflate the wait times. And so I was like, I bet it's not 45 minutes. Well, it was the lightning lane that was making it so long. Because when we got in line, I was like, I bet this isn't 45 minutes. We did not move very fast. Like we were standing still a lot. And then when we'd move, it was a little at a time. So we did end up waiting 42. It was still lower than what it was posted, but it was a long wait still. It was still good. The poor girl, that was our skipper. She was doing such a good job, but like the laughs were not like audible. And that's when I always feel bad because I think the jokes on there are funny. Like I'm constantly smiling, but it's not really like a joke that I would laugh super loud at unless it's really out of the blue. And so she was really trying to get like loud reactions from the boat, but she wasn't getting them. And I think that was a bummer to her, but I'm like, but I'm smiling. Like I'm laughing. It's just I'm not loud.
I felt bad for her because sometimes I think it gets lost in the crowd. Like if they're not from our country, sometimes people don't get our sense of
Well,
humor.
because the whole ride is puns.
Right.
Like, so I mean, if you are not from our country or you do not have a good understanding of English, which is a
Correct.
very dumb and hard to understand language, even as an American who's spoken it my whole life, some of them pass you by. So, and there were a couple families on our boat that like were not, they were speaking other languages.
And I felt like they were, yeah. So I felt sorry for her, but I also felt sorry for them because they're thinking, this isn't funny. Why are those people? I mean, I was laughing out loud. She said some things in a different, even though some of the words were the same or some of the jokes were the same from other skippers, the way she presented them were funnier than other skippers that I've had. So the other thing that I want to talk about, because we're going to back up again before we got on the little boat, was This was new from when I, it might not have been new from when you were there with the girls, but it was new from when we were with Robin and Natty. And it was different from when we were there with your dad and your brother in October. And that is, they have two lines now that they're forming from the lightning lane going into the ship. And the cast members, very sweet people, and I know they work very hard for their money, but I didn't feel like they were using common sense, I guess is the way I'm not trying to be ugly. There is a way. So there were two people in the standby line that could have filled a spot on the boat, but because they weren't in the two lines that were coming from the lightning lane, the other cast member said, oh no, but they're not, they're in the standby. They're not in lightning lane. Like, we can't do that. And so instead they sent a not full boat because of it. Then the boat we got on, they took quite a bit of us from standby and not that many from the lightning lane. Almost like they didn't want to mix us in that boat. It was very weird. They didn't seat anybody in the middle, and they would have been getting a lot more people through. We saw several boats go by that had room for 2, 4, or like a whole family in the center area. And they were sending them like that. And I feel like the line could have worked a little bit better. Now, I don't know. I didn't see if they were earning their ears or anything like that, but they didn't used to have two lines of people coming in from the lightning lane. They used to have one for lightning lane, one for standby, and then they would just filter in. And because of it, it seemed to throw those cast members off. So I don't know how new that was, but I'm hoping they get that figured out, because I really feel like that was where the biggest time constraint came in.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, after Jungle Cruise, we had a good ride, and then we headed over to Tiki Room, because again, that was right there. Try to make the most of where we were at. And that's what I recommend, so you don't wear yourself out even more, like going back and forth playing pinball with your body across the park. You're just going to wear yourself out. So we did the Tiki Room, and that was a good experience, as always.
We had a front row seat.
Yeah, we did have a front row seat. We sat in the handicapped, like the disability seating, but I know one group was asked to move. One of the cast members said, this is for wheelchairs. So then I told mom, I'm like, I think we need to move. Like, I think we're going to get told to move, because everybody else was just avoiding those seats because they had, you know, like the sign on it. Like when you park your car, you don't park in those spots.
The seat we sat on was more for family of handicapped, and we didn't have any handicapped people in ours.
And I understand, but that's also where those people got told to move from.
And I understood. I was ready to move.
And so I was going to move, but then I got confused because that cast member then seated a family with a stroller, which I'm like, that's fine. Like, they had a stroller, but I felt like it was deceptive to be like, this is for families with wheelchairs. I need you to move. And then he seated somebody with a stroller there. And I like made sure to look that it was like a normal stroller. You know, strollers are like Cadillacs now, but it was a stroller. It was not like a stroller for any sort of disability that you would notice. So I was like, that's interesting. Now, again, we talk about all the time, like, you can't see it by just looking at it. There's lots of disabilities like that.
Correct. Again, though, I wouldn't have sat on a seat that specifically had a wheelchair on it. I sat on the ones next to it because we could visibly see that no one was coming in with us with a wheelchair. So I thought, well, this one doesn't even have it on there. Just like, I don't park in a parking spot that has that either.
Well, that's fair. Well, after the Tiki Room, it was right there, and mom wanted to get the Kokomora, because that's her favorite, and it's the only spot you can get it, right?
Yes.
That is the original Dole Whip stand in Magic Kingdom, but I really wanted some orange Dole Whip that you can get at the Sunshine Terrace. And so I mobile ordered mine as I was walking over there, so all I had to do was walk up to the counter and show them my number, like it was done. Because when you mobile order ice cream, they still have to make it when you get there, because otherwise it will melt. It's not like the other food where they can have it on a tray under a heater, quite the opposite. So I just had to, I got to walk past the little bitty line. And then by the time I got mine, mom met me over there. So we were enjoying our little Dole Whips and then kind of just discussing what we were going to do. Because at that point we were like, we probably need to head out.
And that was part of our lunch, by the way. That's what we chose to do. And I really wanted cheeseburger spring rolls, and we were right there. But then the line was horrendous. But then Kaylee's like, mom, that line's moving really fast. I think we should go ahead and get the spring rolls then, because that was going to be our whole lunch. We knew that.
Well, they've really got that spring roll cart figured out. And this is where you can, I'm like proud of them when they do stuff like this, because that is such a high priority snack for so many people. And when I got those spring rolls for us in October, I waited a long time. Like, I got some sun and I had a little bit of a burn from waiting in that line. And part of that was because they ran out of the cheeseburger ones and I had to wait for them to restock. However, they had a system. I'm pretty sure we were in and out of that line in 2 minutes this time around because
it was really fast.
We waited. They had two registers open.
No, they had three.
Oh, they had three. And they had a cast member standing there where she could monitor all three. And you couldn't see which one would open, but she would be like, you can go over to this one. And she'd tell you where to go. You'd order, they'd give them to you, and you were done. So it was a much faster system than they had before, where I think it was only two registers. It was on the opposite side from where the cheeseburger spring rolls were. So you were having to get the receipt, take it to the people. Like, it was just not a good system before. And so we got our spring rolls. And just about while we got our spring rolls, the 12 o'clock parade, which is really just like a mini parade, it's only like 2 minutes long, that came down Main Street. So we got to watch that while we ate.
We went through the Emporium and we saw some stuff that we liked, but we resisted our purchases and did not purchase anything. Although I feel like that's one of the stores we almost always buy something in there, but we did not. We left. I was proud of us. We headed to the popcorn stand because Kaylee was like, okay, I know that I had an orange and pineapple or orange vanilla swirl and you had the Kokomora and we each got one spring roll, but I want to go ahead and get some popcorn just in case we're a little snacky before we go back to Hollywood Studios. We were tired and Kaylee was dragging by Sunday morning and I was like, I think we need to go old school like we used to do, rope drop, get to lunchtime and then head back for a nap. And then she was like, okay. So we got on the bus, we went back, we got a nap. And then we left our room about 3:30 for that 4:50 reservation we had. We knew it wouldn't take that long to get on the Skyliner and everything, but we wanted to have some time to go through the stores. Again, the stores at Hollywood Studios also have some good merchandise. And I think Kaylee did get some things. We got Brad a shirt and then isn't that where we got it?
Yeah, I got the shirt. It's the Mickey and Company brand when you're walking down like Hollywood Boulevard towards Tower of Terror, it's in the like right hand side of the shops. And it's always got that really unique set of Disney merchandise. And some of it's, you know, like a little wild, like you probably wouldn't want to wear it if you're a pretty neutral person. But there was this one like white blouse, like short sleeved buttoned up shirt, and it's white, but it has little like patches of like mushrooms and flowers and snails. And then like where a little pocket would be normally on the chest, it's actually Mickey watering flowers. And I had seen it the last couple times I went and I thought I could wear that to school. Like I could easily wear that to school. It's nice enough, but it's also really lightweight. Like I could wear it to be like nice, but it's also casual enough. But I kept talking myself out of it because you know how that is. Usually I won't let myself buy something like that unless it's been a couple trips and I still want it. And so at this point, I still wanted it. And so mom bought it for me for part of my birthday gift.
Yep.
So thank you.
And you're welcome. And she already wore it. And she also got a Main Street shirt, which the lady that was checking me out did not even know they had. And she said she had just been filling the shirt wall and I had to show her where it was. It's very cool. It's on a black t-shirt and then just a really cool picture of Main Street. So we got that. And then it was about 4:35. I mean, we did a good job wasting time through stores and stuff. And I mean, we did pick up a couple things and we decided, well, let's just go ahead and walk over. We can check in. We checked in at 4:30 and then at 4:35, they were already seating us for our 4:50 reservation. It's a really cool experience. I definitely think everybody should try it one time or another. My thing is, it is pricier than the other ones for the Fantasmic package. So that's something that you have to take into consideration. We knew it was just two of us. We were each paying for ourselves. We get it. $77 plus tax plus tip for that. But you have to take into consideration, it's not just the food. It's the food and you're getting excellent seating guaranteed for Fantasmic. That's where you have to go with it. Now, we already said when we go back with the boys, we're going to do probably prime time because that's what we did the last time. And that Joey has made that known on the show, even that primetime's his favorite at Hollywood Studios. And it's reasonable even with the package. But we went in there and originally we had said, one of us get a burger, one of us get the Cobb salad. Those things we're famous for, we would split. Well, you can't split on the Fantasmic package. Kaylee remembered that from when she went on her trip with her friends. And so we were like, okay, what are we going to get? We could still split something, but really, there was a filet mignon that looked delicious and part of the package thing. So That's what we both decided to do. And then we both decided one of us would get an appetizer, one of us could get a dessert. And I'll let Kaylee talk to those two things.
Yeah, so the appetizer we went with was like a crab tartare. I think that's what it was called, something like that.
Crab Louie.
Crab Louie. Okay, so I was false. But it had crab in it. And honestly, it was so fancy looking. Like when they set it down on the table, I was like, I don't know how to eat it. Like, because it had so much on top that like could have been a garnish, but also could have been what you eat, that I was like, I don't know what you're supposed to remove and what you're supposed to eat. Like all the crab and all the like cracker part was under that. But I'm like, what do you eat? What do you not eat?
There was edible flowers that you see on Living with the Land, and there was some greenery, but it was all to be eaten if you wanted. And it was topped with avocado spread.
Yes. So that was really good. It was very different. There's no way the boys in our family would eat that. But I thought it was good. It was something very different too.
But our steaks, we like our steak medium. So our steaks came on top of mushroom risotto and grilled asparagus.
Yeah. So good.
It was amazing. And then we got their
grapefruit cake.
Yes, their signature dessert.
Which we both thought was a good choice because it was very light. It was not a heavy cake. Like a lot of times you get those Disney desserts and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm already rolling out of here.
Yep.
And now you're going to need a forklift. Like, I don't think the rolling will even work. But this was a very light dessert. Now I will say I have a huge sweet tooth. Like when people are like, this is almost too sweet. It takes a lot for me to say that. Like when something's too sweet, because I just love sugar. Like it's so bad. But this was really good. It was bitter though. It definitely had the like bitter side of a grapefruit. So I liked it, but I wish it had a little bit more sweet than the sour almost. Like it was just a little too bitter for me.
So the sponge cake and the whipped, it wasn't whipped topping. It was like whipped icing. It was supposed to, I think, level out the sourness of the grapefruit, but it was, yeah, a little too sour. But it was definitely something that I feel like we needed to try for listeners and for you guys, and just to know, is it this amazing thing? Is it good? Yes. Is it light? Yes. And if you like grapefruit, I highly recommend it. It probably won't be something that I do again.
Same here.
I could change my mind, but I think there's just so many good things at Disney that would be something I wouldn't probably do.
Now, if we ever go back, I definitely want to try a burger.
But it's going to have to be lunchtime because that's the only time we found that out too.
Well, that's a bummer too. Well, I would want to try a burger or just something else. Like, because that was the good thing is like, I think when we go to other places, I'm always like, I just want to get the same thing. But at this place, there were so many things on the menu that looked good that I think I would try something different in every category, like appetizer, entree, and dessert.
Yeah, they had a lot of dessert choices. Their wall of chocolate cake. So when we got done, Kaylee had checked wait times, and of course they were pretty up there. Not that we would have that much time because we had to be back for Fantasmic by, they said 8 o'clock, but we know from before they told us 7:45 is always good if you're going to the 8:30 show. And I said, well, I would go for Frozen Sing-Along again. And Kaylee's like, okay. So we went to see Frozen Sing-Along again, because it really is a different experience every time, especially if your historians change. And at this time, we had a new woman and a new man, but Kaylee had seen the man the week before, or when our spring break trip was. Either, I don't know if it was a week before, but whenever it was, she had seen this guy. But he was funny too, in a different way. So, I mean, that makes it worth going to for sure, because you could go multiple times and still see almost a different show.
Yeah, I liked the family that was sitting to the left of me too, because like they had younger kids and they were just like glued on it. But the parents were also super into it and like laughing at every joke.
I liked the people in front of us because her girls were so into every song. She was videoing little clips of them, but like they were giving it their everything, like they were trying out for, you know, American Idol or something. It was so cute. It was very adorable.
Well, after we did the sing-along, we perused the wait times again because we had like a weird amount of time. And so originally I had suggested we could do the Muppets, but then we saw that Toy Story Mania was only 30 minutes. So we were like, well, if it's lower than it's posted, like it is most of the time, then we should easily be able to do that. So we got in line. And then as we were going through the line, we were realizing quickly that it was actually going to be 30 minutes. And then it got to a point where I was like, this is going to be longer than 30 minutes. Like, this is frustrating. We ended up waiting 32 minutes to get on the ride. So then we did the ride. And so by the time we got out, it was like 7:52 or something. And so then we're in Toy Story Land and we got to hustle to over to where Fantasmic is. And I was already talking myself down and I'm like, we're going to get spots. They may not be as good as they like would have been, but we're going to get spots. And I know mom was like panicking a little, but I didn't want her to like wear her body out and just not enjoy anything. So we made it. We were fine. Took a restroom break, made it to our spots, and then we got to see Fantasmic, and everything was in the show. Like when I had seen it with my friends, I guess it was too windy, so they didn't have the streamers on the boat at the end, and they also didn't have the fireworks in the back of the mountain either. They had the ones in the front, but none in the back. So it was kind of like sad that they didn't have those, but everything was involved in our show. And the crowd was super fun to be in.
That was cool. And I know there was a lot more people, at least in our area, that we could tell that had never seen the show before, because their oohs and ahs and their comments were different. Like they had never, you know, seen it before. And that is something else that I think sometimes we take for granted. We're like, we have to see this show. Well, there's some people that have never seen it, so we shouldn't be so greedy about seeing it. But at the same time, we had our pass and we paid for it, so it's okay that we want to go see it. But that show never gets old. And I don't always remember, because Kayla's like, no, mom. I'm like, they forgot da-da-da, or they didn't do da-da. She's like, no, mom, that's not yet. But I've seen it and I know there's things in it that should be there, and that everything was there. She's right. And it was so great.
We've had an enthusiastic crowd before, but like this crowd, I mean, they were clapping. Like when any new character was out there, like they would clap like a new famous person came out. The other thing I thought was weird was the stadium was not full. Like I haven't been in a Fantasmic show where the stadium wasn't full since like pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Which sounds the opposite, because they were doing like social distancing and stuff. But by the time they brought Fantasmic back, that had all kind of like changed. Like all the social distancing had kind of been relaxed. So it was just really good.
And then it was time to get on the Skyliner and head back to our room and pack, because we knew the next day we had to leave.
Yeah. So we got up at 7:45 because our flight home was like at 3 p.m. So our Mears bus was going to come get us at 11:30. That's just the time they scheduled, because they try to get you there pretty early. And I mean, I'd prefer that, because it's like better safe than sorry, especially at the Orlando airport. And we called for our luggage to come get picked up, which there was like a little delay in that. But we finally managed to leave the room around like 9:10 and get an Uber to go to Disney Springs, because we wanted to go to Gideon's and make sure we got cookies. Our original plan was to go to Earl of Sandwich, because the old place that rideshares had to drop off was like the original entrance to when it was called Downtown Disney.
Yep.
And so Earl of Sandwich was over there, and we thought that's perfect. We'll just get a sandwich and we'll have like some substance for breakfast and that'll be great. Well, then we get there and we're all the way over by Cirque du Soleil. And I was like, this is not that side of Disney Springs.
And it clearly was a newer part, like relatively new put there.
Yes. So we weren't mad about it. We just ended up doing breakfast at Starbucks instead. But it was kind of crazy how empty Disney Springs was. I do not think we've ever been there that early.
No, we have not.
So we got there and we got our breakfast, which I bet those are the restaurants that make a killing off of just the cast members and workers in those stores and stuff, because then they are the only ones open for food and breakfast and things. So they had a new maple chicken sandwich, which was pretty much their version of the McGriddle. It was so good. I didn't remember what you got.
I got a brand new wrap. At least I have not seen it, because we just went to ours Friday and I did not see one like what I had in Florida. It has egg, sausage, bacon, cheese, and I didn't realize it had potatoes. And I have nothing against potatoes, but I specifically picked that one because I wanted something filled with protein to hold us over. Because even though we were buying those cookies, we didn't plan on eating those cookies all gone before we left. So anyway.
So yeah, we headed to Gideon's.
And it was a good thing that we did, because the line was already down to Morimoto Asia.
Yeah. So we rope dropped Gideon's because it opens at 10. And so we waited about 15 minutes and then they opened their doors. And that does seem like it would be a long wait, but you have to consider, since they weren't open yet, they had to fill the queue inside. So once they opened the doors, half the queue disappeared.
Yep.
So then we moved up pretty fast, and we were in probably 5 minutes after they opened the doors, and they did open a little early. So if you ever decide to do this, I think it was like 9:55 when they opened their doors. So it was a little early, and that does make the difference. It will change the line. And we really wanted to make sure we got lots of stuff. So we ended up getting a key lime cake slice because that was mom's favorite. We got a banana nitro cold brew because that is their specialty cold brew of the month. And it was delicious.
Kaylee got that.
Yes, I got that. Mom does not care for banana.
Too much, anyway.
And unfortunately, there is nowhere in our area that makes a banana cold brew. So that was a one and done, I guess, unless I want to make it
I
myself.
was going to say, you should just figure out how to make it yourself.
We got the coffee cake cookie, which was I was most excited for this because they only sell them in the morning until they run out. That's it. And we had never been there early enough. My regret is we got one and I wish we had gotten two. So we got a coffee cake cookie, a banana chocolate chip bread cookie, a banana bread chocolate chip cookie. That's how you say it. We got two triple chocolate and two cookies and cream because Joey and I love the cookies and cream cookies. He always laughs because he's like, they just looked at it and they thought, how are we going to make this cookie? And he's like, perfect. First ingredient, cookies. So honestly, can't go wrong there. But yeah, so we ended up leaving with a cold brew, a piece cake, and six cookies. But it was a very successful trip.
And those six cookies did not last very long. And I don't mean for us. I just mean.
They lasted till Thursday. They made it all
Yeah.
the way. Like this was a Monday when we were flying home, and they lasted till Thursday.
I guess that's pretty
We did pretty
good.
good. So then, yeah, it was time to go.
We took a bus back to Pop because we knew that our Mears bus would be there pretty quickly. When we got there, I got all excited because this happened to us at the end of January, beginning of February, when we were leaving. Daisy Chippendale were at our resort. Well, guess what? Daisy Chippendale were at our resort again, and I needed to use the restroom. I really legitimately did. I didn't go in to see the characters. So Kaylee went and got our luggage from the luggage pickup, and I went inside to use the bathroom. When I came out, they were just kind of standing there like nobody was still taking pictures with them, which I thought was odd because eventually kids came up to them, but they didn't have like these long lines like you see at the park. So I was able to get some individual shots just of them, not even with me. And then we took our luggage, or I met Kaylee in the back because it was taking longer than I realized. And I thought maybe she was having a hard time with all the luggage. And then we brought the luggage up front. Well, Amir's bus came at 11:05 and we knew it wasn't our time. So we didn't stand up. And the guy comes over to us and he said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "Yeah, but we're 11:35." And we had that happen to us one time when the bus got filled up by people that weren't supposed to be on it. So we didn't want to take someone's spot and cause them not to have a ride. And he was like, "Oh no, I have room." So he took us early and I had to message our bus kept messaging and saying, "We're here, we're here." And I kept saying, "They took us on an earlier bus." So I hope that didn't cause a huge confusion. But that really is on that man because he's the driver. He's the one that told us to do that, to go ahead and get on that bus with them. And it clearly was not crowded. We had plenty of room for people. And one of the cool things that I did want to mention, if you fly Southwest like we do, they've been dropping you off on the B side because that's where you pick up the mirrors. Well, they just added what do you call that, Kaylee?
Like a luggage check-in.
They called it something, a convenience check-in for Southwest. So we did not have to haul our luggage like normally across up back up the stairs and across to the A section to check in with our thing. We were able to do that all down right where they dropped us off from the Mears bus, which was really nice. I really appreciated that. I know it's not terrible to have to do that, but this is so much more convenient. So if you are somebody that flies Southwest to get there and takes Mears, they made it very, very convenient for you.
That's true.
But it was a great trip. The saddest thing of all is because now, we do have the annual pass. We're both thinking we've done this for a weekend. We could do this again. So stay tuned.
It's dangerous. We don't have any weekend trips planned currently. Right now, I'm planning a trip, like a staycation trip sometime right now. It's supposed to be happening in July.
It's a Disney staycation.
A Disney staycation, as in like we don't do the parks. We just like stay in the resort and we make the most of the restaurants and like resort hop, stay in, watch Disney movies, stay at the pool because it'll be July. That'll be very hot. So I haven't been in the summer since 2009. So this will be very interesting. If this ends up happening, you will definitely get a trip report on that. if it does. And yeah, if a trip before that ends up happening spontaneously, you'll also be hearing from us.
Yes, we will let you know. We now see the benefit of the annual pass, but it also, when you see something on a vlog, or for us, because we're doing the news so frequently, we see something, we're like, oh, we need to go do that. And so we find ourselves searching. So I'm sure you'll be hearing from us before December for a trip for sure. I want to thank you for listening all the time, everybody. If there's something that you're wanting us to talk about when we go on a trip, you can always text and let me know that. If there's something you're wanting us to try, I'm willing to try it. Or if I've already done it, I will speak to it. But that is primarily why this podcast was started, was so that we could be the voice for you guys. And I know we live in Missouri, but you also know that we have people all over the place that are helping us to fill the love and the need of Disney for everybody. And we want to keep doing that. So we appreciate you putting up with our crazy banter from week to week.
And if you are interested in being a guest on the show because listening isn't crazy enough for you, or you have a question or a comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook.
Be sure to listen to Wednesday's show as we dish all the latest rumors and news and chat with the gang. If you would like a free quote for a trip, you can contact me at 636-373-4497.
As always, thank you for listening to the number one podcast that entertains the space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Well, Kaylee, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
And pixie dust.
Have a magical day, my friends.
So here is a riddle to guess if you can. Sing the bells of Notre Dame. What makes a monster and what makes a man? Whatever that pitch, you can feel and bewitch you, the rich and the ritual bells.